For the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, would you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Bennett? Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Thank you. Move on to item two, board update. And actually, I'm going to divert down until we get to board business and go over our committee updates for there. So move on to item three, district report.
Yeah, just a couple of items from the district. Our next We Roar Together Day will be our third one this year. Will be Thursday, March 12th. That's our students' last day in the district before a three-day weekend. The teachers will be here on the 13th for professional development. We've had two great days so far in the district with the We Roar, so we're looking to keep that momentum going, March 12th. I want to talk just for a minute about House Bill 89 and Ed Choice. If you get the emails from me, you've seen a little bit about Ed Choice. If you saw the news last week regarding Ed Choice, the deadline was pushed back from February 1st to April 1st. So that gives public schools 60 additional days to look for support. So quickly, the Ed Choice voucher system gave families that were attending what Ohio considered to be failing school districts the opportunity to attend different schools on the district's dime. It was the pressure for schools to get better, even in situations where, you know, quite frankly, with the finances in particular districts, that wasn't really possible. That list grew from 250 schools to over 1,200, according to the Ed Choice. It was really a push by legislation and legislators, representatives who are supporters of private parochial schools and are not fans of the public school districts. And so luckily, we fought it off for a couple of months, but I wanna urge all of you that do support public schools, and I'm gonna send another email to our families this week to contact state reps and our local reps in support of House Bill 89. So some of the 1,200 schools on Ohio's failing school list are schools in our state that earned an A on the report card. There are 26 A's in the entire state out of 611 districts, and some of those were considered failing schools. So it's an unfair measurement, and you know, I'm sorry to be so blatantly honest, but we can't let the politicians and the lobbyists win here. We have to stand up for public schools and stand up for our taxpayers too. This would be taxpayer money that we have great respect for. So we want that to remain as is. So those are the two items for tonight.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mrs. Hagenbusch?
I'll just piggyback on what Dana had to say about the Ed Choice, and just real quick, you guys have probably heard me say that this year our state funding is frozen. And if something like that were to go in place, we're supposed to be frozen again next year, which means we'll get no additional dollars, but dollars could go out for students that have never been educated in Norton City Schools. So a parent who decides to send their kid to a parochial school, totally a private choice, and that's fine. And we have never received money for that student, but we would be responsible for sending $6,000 for those students to those districts when we've never received it from them in the first place. So it could be catastrophic to school districts if something isn't done and there's not control put in place, because we would be sending out money that we've never received to even send out.
Okay.
That's
Thank
it.
Thank you. Do you want to do your financial report now?
Oh, I can. For our financial report for the district, the revenues for the month of January, we received $1,245,000, which was $71,000 less than what we had anticipated. And our expenditures for the month were $2,249,000, which was $28,000 higher than we had anticipated. Our month-ending cash balance was $101,180.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Item four, student recognition, students of the month.
We'll start off with Mr. Shaner tonight.
Hold on, Mrs. Tunison. You too. So I'm really excited to introduce everyone to Autumn Turner. Autumn is a senior at the high school, and this is Mrs. Tunison. She's an intervention specialist at the high school. She does not want to speak at all, no matter how much I ask her. So I'm not going to ask her to, but So Autumn is in our CPI program at the high school, so she's only with us for part of the day. She leaves and she goes and works at Chuck E. Cheese. Don't tell me anything bad about Chuck E. Cheese, because they know each other all the time. So it's a great place to be and work, right? Yeah, there you go. So she plans to attend Kent State University and major in interior design, and she loves to shop, especially at American Eagle. And Mrs. Klecki, our guidance counselor, she couldn't be here with us tonight, but I did ask her to write something because she did nominate Autumn. And Mrs. Klecki says that Autumn was nominated for her confidence, determination, and ability to overcome obstacles in her path. She is kind, sweet, and has a positive attitude and a smile on her face all the time. She's an inspiration and a force to be reckoned with. So that's from Mrs. Klecki. Now, I got to share a funny story with you about Autumn. Don't worry. So Autumn has a twin sister named Armani, and Armani graduated last year. So 4 years ago, Armani was a fresh kid, done with a freshman. So Autumn is coming to us, and this is when we were still, we're still in this building. So I walk into freshman orientation, not knowing that Armani had a twin sister. So I walk into freshman orientation, and there sits Autumn, and I'm going, "You guys multiply? Like, how is there two of you?" And of course, you know, I was the idiot. I think you were there too, weren't you? I think you were. I've never seen you there. So Mom was there with us too. And it was just funny because, you know, you go through and then you start thinking to yourself, wait a minute, has there always been two? And I just only ever seen one at one time or whatever. So she set me straight real quick. But Autumn has been just such a blast to have around the building. She does always have a smile on her face. And she's really been wonderful to have around the building. So I just want to say congratulations to her, and this is for you. And you're going to get your picture taken with Mr. Addis here in just a little bit, okay? All right, congratulations.
All right.
Next, Ms. Gerber from Norton Middle School.
Representing the middle school is Jacob Ford. Jacob is an eighth grader, was selected by the eighth grade team on Wednesday. I had Jake in the office and I told him he was selected. His mom's already going like this. I told him he was selected student of the month, and he was the first eighth grader within 4 seconds said, "Can I call my mom?" And I'm like, "Yes, absolutely." So he comes around my desk, he dials the number, and I didn't know he had ulterior motives. And he goes, "Good, it's the answering machine." So the answering machine kicks it in. He goes, "Mom, I'm in the principal's office. I'm sorry, I got caught." And he hangs up. I don't get to spread joy that much. Oh, you just took my thunder. So I go, "You're not going back to class until your mom calls back." Because I know she's going to call back. She's going to be mad at me that I let you do that. And so she didn't call back for a while. So I sent him back to class. And I said to the office, "When Mrs. Ford calls back, just get Jake. I'm not coming in the office." So Mr. Dobbins was there and he kept it up. He picks up the phone, he goes, "I'm so sorry, Mom. I guess I wasn't even in there. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry." Before he told the truth. "Mom, I'm sweating. Where she's at? What did my son do?" So that is our student of the month. Mrs. Baker Stripper is representing the eighth grade team and is going to share some other reasons why he was selected.
Okay, well, first of all, when we mentioned Jacob as our student of the month, the first words that were coming to our team was friendly. You are friendly in the hallways, you are friendly to your teachers, you are friendly to all of your students. And he's extremely polite. He walks in with a smile every single day. He's responsible. He comes in ready to learn, and that's his role. That's how he sees himself, and it's contagious to the people around him. He's fun. He laughs easily with his peers, but never at them, which is really nice. He's focused. He's focused on his schoolwork. He's focused on his future. He's focused on his sports. If you ever were to look at his binder, on the outside of the binder, there are some goals that he has written down. And the one day I said, what are your goals? They were all for baseball. So when he has an extra moment in class, he's also looking towards his sports and extracurriculars, and that's how focused he is. And the last thing was that you're refreshing to talk to as a young man, a young individual. He comes in and he's watched the news. He wants to talk to us about things that are going on in society. And it's nice to just have a student like you come into our rooms. So we're looking forward to seeing you on your journey into the future. Mr. Shane, you're getting a wonderful young man next year. And then I also have something that Mr. Gauger wanted me to read. On behalf, you could not be here this evening. First off, I would like to apologize for not being able to make it tonight. I really wanted to be here with you guys and Jacob. As a social studies teacher, one of the toughest parts of my job is convincing eighth grade students that social studies is the best subject in all of school. I personally think it's language arts, but usually this can take a while with new students in the middle school. However, Jacob was the easiest to win over for team social studies. No, there was a team social studies. Jacob truly loves history, and as sad it is for me to admit, that had nothing to do with me. He has had a long history, pun intended, of learning about our past. Not only is he a great student that works hard, but he's also has a wonderful personality. We have had some great side conversations after class about historical wars or hypothetical history. We've even told our fair share of not so good social study jokes. When talking to other teachers, they all mentioned how much Jacob brings to each classroom, and we all smile with fond memories. He wanted me to add that he hopes that you will have a possibility of a future political career. And if you ever are in the Oval Office, it's on his bucket list to visit the Oval Office.
Next from NES, Mr. Brady Sackett.
Okay, here with us tonight is third grader Ethan Shepard. I had a chance to visit with Ethan a little bit this week, and it's funny how cool his information up, his picture pops up. He had a great day, picture day, like a young Elvis. Just a young picture of his hair. So I had a chance to talk to him about his favorite special and different things, and asked him either buy or catch lunch, that kind of stuff. And he said he buys lunch, and I said, well, how's the food? And he's like, the pizza is amazing. It's almost like he was talking about the finest restaurant in town. So shout out to our NES staff folks down there. Here with us tonight is Mrs. Kozak. Share a little bit more about Ethan.
Ethan comes to class always ready to be a role model, ready to learn. He wants to learn. He is a good leader. He makes transitions. He likes to help pass out things. He just tries to be the best version of himself every day.
We're proud of you, Ethan. All right.
I know our primary student is ill tonight, but do you want to say a couple things about him?
The student of the month for primary is Connor Korsaji, and he is out with a fever. So rather than come in and spread those things with you, they decided to stay home. So I'd like to ask if we could ask him and March, student of the month, and do those both for next. And I don't want to steal Mrs. Stevens' thunder, but we're going to have two really phenomenal students here from kindergarten next month. So thanks. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a short break. If all the students of the month could meet Mr. Addis over here to get
We're actually going to sit in chairs tonight.
Going to sit in chairs.
Yeah, we'll go, okay. We're going a little different picture.
All right.
That's
we're
going
to change it up.
Change up.
I'll be back. Okay, great. Item six, or no, I'm sorry, item five, public participation. Do we have any public participation this evening?
Anyone?
Any takers? No? Okay, moving on. Item six, agenda. Do we have any additions or corrections to the agenda? No? Great. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Wobble?
Yes.
The motion passes. Thank you very much. Item seven, board business. Letter A, committee assignments. Every year, beginning of the year, we kind of do new committee assignments. I think last year we stayed the same for two straight years. This year you'll notice there's just a couple changes because I think on a couple of these committees we had some important things going on, so we wanted to keep some of the people in the same roles, but at the same time wanted to change them up just a little bit. So, you know, Mr. Santelli, you're gonna stay on community engagement over there. You're doing a great job with that with Mrs. Bennett. I think that stayed the same as last year as well. Finance, Mrs. Webble, myself, we're going to stay on that this year again. Instruction and technology, last year Mrs. Bennett was on there with Mr. Santelli, but Mrs. Webble, you'll be on there this year with her. Operations, myself and Mr. Yule will be on there. I think Louis, you were there last year too, as well. And then policy will be Mr. Yule, Mr. Santelli. I think we got good things coming this year. So, moving on to item B, we'll have our first reading of the policy. Do we have to vote on that?
No.
Of the policy for the non-chartered and homeschooling, attachment A. And we're going to move on to item seven. Can I get a motion for approval of minutes? Can I get a motion to approve items A, B, and C?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes, 5-0. Item nine, treasurer's recommendations. Can I get a motion to approve items A, B, and C?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes, 5-0. Superintendent's recommendations. Under personnel, can I get a motion to approve letter A, approve personnel retirement, resignation, leave, and termination? Items one and two.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion passes, 5-0. Item B. Can I get a motion to approve the following increase in hours for Norton Elementary School aide two positions from 5 hours to 6 hours? Items one and two.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item C. Can I get a motion to approve personnel certified substitutes pending background check and permit? Items 1 through 17.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So you'll see a large number of certified substitutes. Central office reached out again to our Summit County ESC, and it worked this time. So we have a large number that are hopefully will work in our school system. I know we have some work that's being completed at NES this week with a number of teachers, and it looks like all of them are covered for Thursday. So we hope this new batch will help us in our district because we are struggling mightily with substitute coverage. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. As are other districts as well.
Every district.
Every district is, yep. Yes, not just us. So. No, that's great. Motion passes 5-0 mm-hmm. on that one. Item D, can I get a motion to approve the following individuals for home instruction for the 2019-2020 school year? Items 1, 2, and 3.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Letter E. Can I get a motion to approve the personnel for classified substitute pending background check and permit? Item one.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
You can do all those.
Letter F, G, and H. Can I get a motion to approve?
Supplementals and stipends.
Supplementals, yeah. Can I get a motion to approve the supplementals and stipends? Letters F, G, and H.
Spend it. Okay.
Next. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes. Under consent agenda items, can I get a motion to approve letters I through P?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item 11, superintendent report.
Nothing at this time.
You did earlier. Great. Thank you. Item 12, adjournment. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
yes, I'm sorry. No, I'm moving ahead here. I was thinking yes.
There's a motion on the floor.
Motion on the floor. Cancel that.
So we have to vote on it. And
yeah, we'll be all right.
No,
so,
that's it.
Can't withdraw it.
Mrs. Bennett, do you have anything?
Well, are we going to vote on the motion?
No.
Yeah.
Was it seconded?
No,
we're good. Sorry. We're good.
Dies for lack of second.
Okay, yeah. I'll be brief because apparently Pat wants to go home. I just want to bring up, and this is mainly for the press, for the newspaper. So I don't know if you're a country music fan or not, but Dolly Parton's Imagination Library has been around since 1995, and they provide free books, one book per month, from birth to age 5. Ohio's First Lady, Fran DeWine, is a big supporter. So the state of Ohio now has Ohio Imagination Library, which is partnering with Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. And it's fully funded. So you can sign up through the United Way's website. You can go to Ohio Imagination Library and sign up, or you can also go through Dolly Parton's Imagination Library and sign up. But I just want to share that address. It is UW Summit, if you go through the United Way, .org/Imagination Library. And it's so simple. You just put in the child's name, date of birth, your name, email address, and your address. They send you a confirmation, and in about 4 to 6 weeks, your child starts receiving a free book every month, and it comes in the child's name, which is pretty exciting. I mean, not for infants, but you know, when they get a little bit older. But so I just wanted to share that, and
just got our last one.
I think that's important information. I know I've talked to Mr. Morris about it, so we'll get the information out to our preschool and hopefully on the school's website. So that's pretty exciting.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really exciting. So congratulations to the Student of the Month. I know our sports teams are doing fantastic, and Mr. Yule, you might be covering those, so I'm not going to repeat it, but that's it.
Yeah. He's addressing it. Very good. Mr. Santelli?
I'm not going to say.
Never
say. I'm moving for
second.
No, congratulations to the Students of the Month. I was walking through the high school last week, and it's amazing what a friendly building that is. You just walk down the hall. Those kids, none of those kids know me except for maybe some of the band kids, but it's fun walking down the halls and having so many of you welcoming whoever's walking in the halls. I mean, I was wearing a visitor badge, so I wasn't a stranger in the place, but they're just friendly kids, and I think it's just overall a fun building to be in. And I'll be at the other buildings sometime soon too.
Great, Mr. Yule.
Congratulations to Students of the Month, and it is, since Mrs. Bennett put me on the spot about sports, I'll talk about what I do know. but like you said, the sports teams are having a great winter season. I know the wrestling team is undefeated in the league. So they have a good chance of winning it. It all depends on the tournament, whether it's outright shared. And the girls basketball team, I believe, clinched, right?
Yeah.
The league, which is I've lost count.
Four straight years,
yeah. So yeah. I know it's been put in our face a bunch of times, but I forget what the number is. It's been so many. So that's all I know. I may be missing something.
But boys basketball's 10-8 right now. They're dealing with a plethora of injuries.
Yeah.
But they've kids are working
they're
really
battling.
Hard, staying afloat. They're battling.
Yeah.
Young team, zero seniors, so they're battling. Yeah. And tonight, our bowling team, our girls have had a fantastic season, a number of veterans. So seven of them celebrated their senior night tonight. Is that right, Ryan? Seven. And then one boy, Jace Norman, celebrated his senior night tonight. So they start their tournament play next weekend. So tonight was their regular season conclusion. And they've had good seasons, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
strong bowling team.
Come on.
Oh, thanks. I was going to say the bowling team is doing fantastic. We haven't had bowling that long, which is interesting. But yeah, and the girls too, they're doing phenomenal. So, and I know we're just all hoping for a snow day soon here. So we're hoping this, we'll give you a little phone call from Mr. Addis.
Me too.
So I won't put that in. Yeah, no,
that's
don't
right.
put that.
Singing bush.
I would say the same thing. Congratulations to the Students of the Month. We have a donation again by Five Below. Every season they call and say, we have some stuff, we'll give you donations. And it's a plethora of stuff. It's interesting, sometimes not necessarily appropriate for schools, but other times it's very appropriate and it's great things to send to the school. So we do appreciate what they give us.
It's a donation.
It is. It absolutely is. And it helps with dances and parties and different things. So it's fun. We appreciate that. And congratulations to the sports teams.
Great. Thank you. Congratulations, Students of the Month. Always great to see. And, you know, we have a comedian, too, which always helps out. He gets that from his dad, Mr. Ford. So I went to school with Matt, so he gets that from his dad's side. The rest of it comes from his mom. So, but girls basketball, I'll tell you what, last week was the Barberton-Norton game. What a fun night.
Great night.
That was a great night. I mean, the atmosphere there was fun. I mean, helps when we come out on the winning end too. But you know, that was a fun night to see. It's always good to see the rivalry there. Wrestling team's doing great. I got to catch a match this year. That was fun to see as well. I don't completely understand all of it being a basketball guy, but good things were going on. Everybody's cheering, so it was good.
Senior night's next Tuesday.
Oh, is it? Okay, wow. Great. Senior night Tuesday night. The other thing, speech and debate team. We had two qualify for state. Coming up, we had Haley Cinderack and Elena Davis. What do you think? Haley's been down there a couple years in a row now. Yeah, so she's doing really well. So congratulations to the speech and debate team. I know they put in a lot of hard work over there. Other than that, and contact your local and state reps. House Bill 89, get it out there. It's important. So other than that, that's it. Can we get a motion to adjourn?
Oh, here. Yes.
Good. Yes. Okay. Second. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett.
Yes.
Mr. Inks.
Yes.
Mr. Santelli.
Yes.
Mr. Yule.
Yes.
Mrs. Weber.
Yes.
Hubble. Sorry.
All right. Motion passed 5-0. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much.